Good morning, everyone. It's Carrie. It is 10 o'clock on Tuesday, the 16th. Happy debate day. There's a lot of stuff going on about a half hour from my house at Hofstra University, where the very first presidential debate is taking place between President Barack Obama and George Mittens Romney, former governor of Massachusetts and possible future leader of the free world, as terrifying as that may sound. Anyway, I'm very excited, of course, and I mean, it's really cool to have this sort of thing in your hometown. We did have the third presidential debate here 4 years ago between John McCain and Barack Obama, the one where the world met Joe the Plumber. And that was pretty exciting too. I remember driving over to Hofstra or the Hofstra area with my brother because we were both attending Nassau Community College at the time, which is right near Hofstra. So with all the traffic and stuff, they gave Nassau students the day off as well as Hofstra students because there was no way anybody was going to get on that campus. I mean, it's crazy at the best of times. But my brother and I wanted to drive around just to check things out, and it was nuts. There was security everywhere. There were Secret Service. There was all kinds of protesters. There was a concert in Eisenhower Park, which is this big park by Nassau and Hofstra. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And this year, the security is supposed to be even tighter because there's a sitting president on campus, and the Tea Party and the Occupy folks have risen up since then. Still, there will be a lot of rallies and protests and pre-debate activities going on, and I will be part of one. I've been volunteering for a state senate candidate named Ryan Cronin for the last couple of months. He's a very exciting young a rising star in New York politics, and he's running for senate in my district, which is the 6th district of New York. And he is having a bit of a debate party tonight at a bar in East Meadow over by our office. And I was texting one of the guys that I work with, and I mentioned that there was another debate party that the Young Democrats were having over in Westbury. And my friend said, "Well, why don't you come to ours?" And I'm also going to this rally that the Democrats are holding on the Hofstra campus before. And I said, "Dude, sure." So we had to get credentials. In order to even think about going into this thing, we had to give our name, we had to send emails with our names, our birth dates, hometowns, social security numbers, and a picture against a white background a la a passport photo, which was taken against the closet door of our pantry closet. So those are in. We should have credentials. My brother and I, he's coming with me. And we will be at the rally tonight. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I imagine there are going to be speakers, probably a lot of local political people, and maybe some other more local community representatives. I am very excited because I really haven't been to something like this before. I wasn't super involved in the 2008 campaign. That was my very first presidential election that I could vote in, but I wasn't really involved in any of the political races that year, other than I think I donated to the Obama campaign maybe once or twice. This year, I have donated to the Obama campaign a couple of times. I've actually got a monthly thing going, and I've also been working for Cronin and trying to work for Vivian Falcone, who is the local Democrat running for Congress in our district, who is probably going to lose very badly to Peter King, but well, I'm going to vote for her anyway. And I'm wearing my awesome Obama shirt to this rally. I've had this thing for like 4 years, well, since 2008. And the thing I love about it is it's entirely tactile. And it's all made of these little crystals. And it has the word change on the bottom. And a tactile, crystally image picture of Obama's face in the middle. And I'm kind of like wavering over whether I should wear this thing. I don't want some angry Tea Partier to throw stuff at me because I really like this shirt. And you know, I mean, I things were a lot different in 2008 than they are now. People were a lot more, I guess, optimistic about the way things were going. And things, I'd say I'm certainly not the only one, or there's certainly other. I'm not certainly not the only one who's gone quite a bit cynical when it comes to politics. And back when President Obama was elected in 2008, many of you probably felt the same way, that we were reaching a completely new time period in our nation, that everything was going to change, everything was going to be okay. 4 years later, everything is clearly not okay. The economy is still awful. We are still in Afghanistan. The healthcare debacle is far from solved. Yes, we did kill Osama bin Laden. Yes, we did enact a new healthcare system, but not everybody's happy about that. Yes, there has been some progress made on the job creation front, but we still have a ways to go. When President Obama took office, he promised to make sure to stop all the bipartisan bickering in Washington. Well, guess what? It's only gotten worse. Much, much, much worse. And we're down to it. We're in a tie in the presidential race right now. I don't know how that happened. Well, I do. It was there was the debate that the president participated in 2 weeks ago, probably didn't help matters much. But we're in a tie. There's half of America who want Romney in office. I don't understand it. I mean, I guess half of America does, and they have a right to their opinion, but I don't know. I mean, there's only so much you can do in 4 years, and it's not like President Obama has had a lot of assistance from the Congress, especially certain Republicans. And it's not an easy climate to get things done. You can make as many promises as you want, but when it comes to actually getting them enacted, there's only so much you can do, and even when you do enact promises that you made, like the healthcare bill, it's hard. I'm sure that there's a lot in that bill that President Obama would have liked to add that he had to strip out because people wouldn't vote for it if that was the case. Washington is a difficult, difficult place. I interned there for 3 months and I barely scratched the surface. It's not easy. And whoever enters office in 2013 is going to have a very hard time of it. And I'm sure if Romney wins, once 2016 rolls around, a lot of his supporters are going to be feeling the same way a lot of President Obama's supporters are. Maybe a little betrayed, a little very, very cynical. And wondering if all this hope and change and stuff were things that they should have hoped for. But I am an optimist, or I try to be an optimist. It's not easy most of the time, but I still think that the path that President Obama has started us upon is the path that we should be continuing on. I think that we have made some progress, not a lot, but some. And I think that if we continue on the way we're going, hopefully with some more cooperation from the Washington political establishment, we can become the nation that we need to become. And we can help all of those people who are out there trying to find jobs, all of the young people like me who have graduated school or left school, who are just adrift and who really have nowhere to go and who have no idea what to do with their lives. And I don't know. I just think that we shouldn't count anyone out. It's a difficult time. I think we should have some patience and see what President Obama can do for the next 4 years. Of course, that's just me. Who knows what the voters are going to say in November. But for now, I'm going to Hofstra. I'm going to wear my awesome tactile Obama shirt. I don't care what anybody says. So, if you're at Hofstra and you are a rallier for the opposing party, please don't throw things at me. I'm really a nice person. We can hang out and chat after the election, as long as we don't bring up politics or religion. But anyway, I'm hoping to be able to record some stuff from the rally. I think it'd be a lot of fun to show the audio boo listeners what it's like at an American political rally. I'm sure other people already have, but I think it'd be interesting to see what the atmosphere is. And maybe I'll record some from the debate party too. So, hope you're all having a great day. Whatever your political leaning may be, don't forget to be awesome, and I will talk to you later.